Today is the 29th of December, Sunday morning, 2019. Pretty soon we'll be saying 2020. It's hard to believe. Hope you're having a good weekend so far. And, you know, we want to think that we have our own goals and our own desires and our own wants and needs and all of that. Welcome aboard Lawrence Maliki and welcome aboard Freddie Redmond. But in reality, God has his purposes for our lives, whatever they might be. And we may not fully understand what the will of the Lord is, but we have been given some scriptures to kind of give us direction. 1 Thessalonians 4:3, this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Well, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. We know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and that we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. 1 John 5:20. We do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Colossians 1:9. Welcome aboard, Rick Vitorik. It's good to see you this morning, and welcome aboard, Brother Aaron Puddle. It's good to have you with us this morning as well. And it's good to have the fellowship with both of you this morning. We do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. Ephesians 1:17-19. Well, you know, the older I get, the more I realize that God is teaching us. He's always teaching us. He teaches us through difficult times that we go through. And he also teaches us through the good times. He teaches us on the mountaintops, and he teaches us in the valleys. Job found that out, did he not? And we have had many Job experiences in our life. And, you know, we're told, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh unto you. James 4:8. Enoch walked with God. We used to sing a song as a kid coming up. Enoch walked with God and he was taken, transported in a twinkling of an eye. He did not need a rocket or a spaceship. He didn't even have to wait to die. Well, one of these days, we are going to be transported to our heavenly home in glory with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to that day. And, you know, we're told that for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Welcome aboard, Brother Leon Kennedy. I'm going back and forth from Facebook to YouTube this morning. Brother Leon, you post a lot of good questions on Facebook, I must say. Anyway, we're told, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, and ye shall search for me with all your heart. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Jeremiah 29:11 through 13, Hebrews 10:19 through 22. Well, we may not always be clear. We may not always have a clear understanding of the purposes of God. But God says in His Word that He is going to reveal Himself to us if we're one of His. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe. Ephesians 1:17-19. You know, that gives the child of God great comfort to know that God, He has our back. And He knows our needs. He knows that we need to be enlightened to the truth of the gospel. And He knows that we have, He's given us an unction from the Holy One. And I'm glad that even though I may not have scored 30 on the ACT test, I may not have 135 IQ, I may be lacking in skills as it relates to this world, that God has revealed Himself to us. And you know, we have an unction from the Holy One, Jesus Christ the righteous. And, you know, that's why I have an aversion to most of the seminaries out there today. It's because it's based upon humanism. Most seminaries are for one purpose and one purpose alone, to call theologians divine and put man on the throne, filling students' minds with lies that are not in the Bible and telling them this will not make them unreliable. It's not what they say they are, but what they say they are not. Saying they are not Arminian or into free will, even though that's what they're being taught. They are not dispensational, that's what these seminaries say, but they bring dispensational teachers in so they can have their heyday. We believe in the doctrines of predestination and election too, they say, but listening to their professors will make a zombie out of you. They say you must think like Burkhoff, Bettner, or Billy Graham. How about getting your instructions from the one who said, I am that I am? I'm so glad that I did not continue attending one of these zoos. I'm recommending that you stay out of them too. They will put you in a cage and you will never get out. Confused and most assuredly your salvation you will doubt. God is the one who gives us the revelation of His Word. We don't need to go to a cemetery to get our death certificate. We got our death certificate upon birth. We were all born and conceived in sin. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. And we have to have the Holy Spirit that will guide us into all truth. And anyway, that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. I hope that you have a great weekend in the Lord. I want to conclude with this thought this morning. There are many things that I don't understand, but this one thing I do know. I know Christ, who has the world in the palm of His hand. I may not know much about physics or chemistry. I may not know much about electronics or electricity, but I know the one who stills the wind and calms the sea. I may not know Hebrew or Greek or quadratic equations, but I do know the one who gave me eternal salvation. I may not know important people or celebrities, but I do know the one who created them all, as well as you and me. I may not know economics or how to get wealth, but I do know the one who grants spiritual health. I may not know false science and heliocentricity, but I do know the one who shed His blood on Calvary for me. I may not know Latin, French, or Portuguese, but I do know the one who made the stars and the trees. I may not know medicine, herbs, and plants, but I do know the one to me who forgiveness grants. So if you think you're wise in all worldly things, only Christ can bring knowledge. The world cannot bring. Well, may the good Lord be with you this morning. It's my prayer. And Brother Aaron, I'm looking forward to getting together with you and your family sometime and having some fellowship. Maybe we can do that sometime next week. We'll have to come up with a time. I think Greenland is about halfway point between you and me. It's only about probably 45 minutes each way for us. Maybe we can meet and have lunch in Greenland. I'll buy lunch. How's that? Anyway, we'll figure something out. And Rick, even though you're out there in California, it's good to have you with us this morning. And it's also good to have Lawrence Maliki, Pretty Redmond, and Leon Kennedy with us, as well as Oscar Graves and the rest of you who will listen to this broadcast a little bit later in the day. May the good Lord be with you. God bless.